Becky, if you want to give me a kiss, he said, yeah, but I want to do gymnastics. I want to do rough up. I mean, I want to do gymnastics. But you have to turn on the light. I mean, someone has to. How about you?
He didn't want to be bossy.
Well, Mark. Uh-huh. Hey, Mark, you know something?
Yeah.
You got a good body on you. You got a good little bod.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
I don't know.
Mark. That's going to go down. People are going to listen to this.
I'm sorry.
They're going to hear that burp. Say
you're
sorry. Say I'm sorry for the burp.
I'm sorry for the burp. Burp. Bye bye.
Okay. Now go give your mother some love.
This one.
Yes, but I want two. This one. Good. No more.
Yeah. How about me? Do I get one?
Yeah.
How many do I get?
One.
How many do you want, Daddy? Say it a little loud.
As many as you want.
Okay. You mean Mommy only got one, and I get how many?
Six. Oh, that's one. That's one. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Now, wait a second. Now wait a second.
Now wait, I can see that now. So I can kiss the reflector. But you are just me.
Oh. Don't let me go. Don't let me
go. Daddy! Daddy, come on!
I asked Russ if he knew what specify meant. I said he had to specify what he wanted for dessert. And he said...
Dessert?
He said, say what you want. He said, say exactly, right? Oh, for a snack, for a bedtime snack. And then I said, do you know what precisely means? What's the difference between precisely and exactly? He said, there's no difference, right?
Right.
You think there's a little bit of difference between those two words?
No.
Let's think about it. Precisely is not quite as exact as exactly. Exact means absolutely perfect. Precisely could just be a little bit off. It means you tried very hard, but you might have missed it just a little bit.
Of what?
Oh, whatever it was you were doing.
Well, what was I doing?
Oh, maybe you were trying to figure out how big, a toy was. How big a toy
is.
How big a toy is.
That thing is hot.
You bet it's hot.
What?
You bet your booties it's hot. That's because they boil these things before they let them out. You bet your booties.
This is hot?
No, the glass gets hotter than the plastic thing.
Why?
Because glass conducts heat.
Oh.
And plastic is an insulator.
Why is this not so hot?
Because it's not made of glass. It's porcelain.
It is still made of glass.
No way.
Uh-huh.
It's made of china.
Oh.
There's a difference. China and glass are both based on sand. They both come from sand, but China has more lime in it, which makes it white.
Oh.
Glass is pure sand, silicon.
Here.
You know, silicon is a mineral.
You mean like they make balls out of like sand? And it turns into like mud.
Like
you turn on the switch of the machine and it goes, and you hold your hands here and the ball goes spin around and you turn the mud into a bowl.
Into a bowl, right.
Into a glass bowl.
Honey, no, that's mud. That's what they did, that's how they make this. Is with a type of very pretty mud.
No, I mean, like they turn out to look like that.
That's made of metal. That's not mud.
Well, this?
That's metal too. That's. Do you know how they make metal?
Well, that's the way they look. They
I know.
They turn out to look like that color.
Sure, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. You're talking about pottery.
Yeah.
Pottery. Yeah, pottery is different from. Pottery is not the same thing has glass. You know how they make glass? They blow it with their lungs like a big balloon. They blow glass.
Gross.
They get it real hot, and then they get a tube, and they go, and the glass blows up.
A tube. Don't say that word.
Why? What's wrong with the tube?
It makes me reminded of when Michael Duck said that he's got tubes in his ears.
Well, you guys had a tube down your tummy once, remember that?
Gross. Don't.
Remember that?
Dad, don't even mention the word tube.
Why?
I get sick.
Well, what about pumping out tummies?
Oh!
You can't take it, huh?
Uh-oh.
I understand. Well, I'll try to be careful and I won't say anything about tubes.
Oh, you said it!
Or pumping out tummies.
Oh, you said that word!
Or taking people's eyeballs.
Oh!
I won't say anything about any of those horrible things, okay?
Well, you already did!
Well, I just had to tell you what it was I wasn't going to talk about.
Yeah, but I didn't even want you to mention the word.
Oh, you really don't like it, huh? I can understand that, Ross. I mean, any kid who's ever had his tummy pumped out like you, or who's ever heard about people having tubes in their ears. Have you ever had a tube in your ear yourself?
No.
Well, you might.
What?
You're going to listen. You're going to turn on the light. And we're going to read the Gremlin book. Right, Ross?
And you can do some knock job.
I can do knock-knocks later, and then I get to read my book afterward, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Ross is going to read Gremlins, Mark.
Gremlins, to catch a gremlin.
Ross is trying to get me to read to Mark. I asked him to read now. He read first, and then I read, actually helped Mark read the foot book. And then I helped Mark read the foot book. And now this time around, he wants me to go first. In other words, it would be him, me, him kind of arrangement. And I said, no, you go first. And he said, Daddy, first Daddy Bees first. Is that what you said, Ross?
No.
What did you say?
On the first one, I went first.
Uh-huh.
But next, you are going first.
Right, but you said bees first. Was that a mistake?
Well, you said I could say those things with you.
Did I say it was okay to say bees? Did I say that was a good word? Bees was a good word? Who said that? Who said that bees was okay to say?
I forgot.
You think it's a good word, yes or no? Is bees an okay way to talk?
It's an okay way.
It is?
It's okay.
Who talks like that?
My friend Webb, that may be absent or name.
Is Webb still in your class? I thought
maybe
you said
he may be absent, or he may not be coming anymore.
Maybe he'll come next week.
Maybe. Maybe he was absent.
That means he had an accident?
No, he was absent.
Oh, absent. Uh-huh.
Hey, Dad, guess what?
What, honey?
We're going to do archery next week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Look, they have it on my reward.
On your reward?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That this turns and crashes.
Archery sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? But you wouldn't shoot into another kid's face, would you?
Nobody gets in front of another guy's target.
I see.
Just unless their arrow flew there. And if somebody saw them go there, they wouldn't shoot.
Right. And then you all wait till the end to go pick up your arrows, right?
Yeah. You all wait until you are out of arrows. And then if somebody isn't out of arrows, they gotta wait for you.
Mm-hmm. I understand. What's the most
fun? Of course, you know I will never shoot into anybody's target.
I know that.
Except mine.
I know that.
But
what?
I don't do that.
You're not going to do archery yet, Mark. You do that when you go to Great Day Camp.
Oh, no. He is.
He's in Small Fries. No, he's in Small Fries.
His friend goes to Great Day Camp.
Oh, really?
And his friend is in his group.
Oh.
And his friend was at the dentist.
Really? What's his friend's name? What's your friend's name, Mark?
That guy that we saw at the dentist?
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't go to the dentist, Ross.
No.
Who went to the dentist? Mom and Ross and Mark. Did Daddy go?
One of Mark's friends came.
I understand.
Mark, you need this.
Well, what was his friend's name?
I don't need it.
Ask Mark what's his friend's
machine
name.
Gun. Oh, this is my spinning thing.
Could you ask Mark what his friend's name was?
I forgot. This is my spinning thing.
Ross, could you ask Mark what his friend's name was?
What is his friend's name? I don't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't remember?
Oh, is he going back to camp next week?
The friend or Mark?
Mark.
Yep.
Well, if his friend is going back, then I'll show Mark.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
You know the guy that went to a dentist?
I know.
Mark? You know him. Yeah, but I forgot.
You always forget, huh?
What does he look like? He has red eyes.
Red eyes, and what else?
Red shorts.
Uh-huh. Maybe his name is Red.
Blue hands.
Blue hands.
Oh, gross.
He has red eyes and blue hands. Wow, this guy must be really weird. Is that guy really...
Nobody has blue hands. He has black hands. Black hands?
Maybe he's a black boy.
Dad, he is a white boy.
How do you know? If he has blue hands, how do you know what he looks like?
His hair is not all fluffy like Michael Jackson's.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you wish you had hair like Michael Jackson's?
No. Then everybody would say, "Hey, white Michael Jackson."
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That'd be stupid. This color.
His hair is that color? Uh-huh.
This color.
Show me the color. What color?
Green.
Green?
Yeah. Oh, gross.
And what about
his
nose? What color?
Nobody's hair can be green.
What color is his nose, Mark?
I mean,
he's purple. Mark, he means purple.
His hair is red. His hair is red.
That's pretty gross, too.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, red is okay. No, that's okay.
Like red hair.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Or should I call him redhead?
Red. Call him red.
Okay. Dad. Uh-huh.
Who's there?
I know what a redhead is.
Okay. What is it?
Somebody that has a head that's red, and even his face is red.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His feet is covered. His feet. Dad?
Yes, Ross?
Yeah. Do whales have ears, Mommy?
I don't know. That's a good question. Have you ever seen a whale's ears?
No.
I think I have.
Maybe they're like frogs.
Do frogs have ears?
Tiny ears.
I bet you they do. I think a whale is a mammal. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And all mammals have ears. So therefore, do males have ears? Yes or no?
Yeah. Color.
Ross, did you know that bats are mammals?
Yeah.
Do bats have ears?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen a bat.
I see.
When we were playing baseball.
Are there not that kind of bat, honey? Not a bat that you hit with.
I know. This bat came flying around when we were playing baseball.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. Maybe he thought it was a baseball bat. Ha 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 ha. You think he did?
Maybe. A baseball bat.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh, like on Danger Mouse, The Return of Count Dracula.
Yeah.
He said, I used to be on the first team, you know, that's what,
Yeah. Didn't he mean the first Scream?
No. Oh, okay. I was on the first team, you know. Uh-huh. That's what Danger Mouse said.
Yeah.
And then he hit the ball, and then Dracula came, and he said, "Get it? Baseball bat." And he said, "That's awful."
That's
and I said, "Awful?" Then he said, You haven't heard me sing. Okay, bat.
Yeah.
You haven't heard me sing the Batty song.
The Batty song. Oh my goodness, that must be
bad. And then he called the bats, and then the bats turned into Count Dracula's.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, ooh, then they sang, and then...
They were pretty bad.
And then Dracula made, And then they ended it. Then Penfold said, "Oh, thanks for the dream. Ah, that's terrible." And then Dracula said, "Terrible, terrible. It's time for your exit."
Right.
Mousy.
Right.
And then
what Mousy do? Yeah.
Oh, he said, "Yeesh." And then he said, "Time for your exit."
Mousy
Dum Dum.
Uh-huh. Wasn't very nice to Danger Mouse.
And he gets mixed up with his words.
Which one, Chocula or Danger Mouse?
Dracula. He says, "Terrible. You haven't heard nothing yet."
Oh, right. That's how Donald Duck talks sometimes, yeah. Really, he gets mixed up with his words, too. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just like Donald. So it's really Count Dracula, isn't it? It's kind of Donald Duck turned into a count.
Yeah.
Do you think all counts are scary like Dracula?
Not Count Dracula.
Is he pretty nice fella?
He's funny.
He's not scary.
Oh, he came to this money case, and he said, "Knock, knock."
Yeah, and then we
said. And the guy said,
"Yeah."
And I said, "Matthew." And
Matthew.
He said, "Matthew."
Yeah.
Matthew says, "Take off your bed clothes because I want to go sleep."
Oh.
And then he said, "Oh, really? It was only one night."
Uh-huh.
He was up all day and all night, and now it's a day, and has to. And now it's the night again, and he's sleeping in the night.
Okay, it's time to read Marky's story for him now.
Aw, Dad, we didn't make our whole setup.
Okay, finish your setup, then you read Marky's story. Make your setup,
Marky. We'll tell you when we're done with our setup.
Oh, okay. You done yet, Mark?
No.
Tell me when you're done, okay?
I'm sorry.
Well, you're sorry? You're not being sorry, honey. You didn't do anything bad.
I did something to Ross's thingy.
Machine gun.
Yeah,
you did?
Machine.
Did he do something horrible, Ross?
Not horrible. I can fix it. By accident,
they
knocked down by me.
I see. Not too horrible.
Ross. But Ross.
It wasn't something really rotten, huh?
He didn't mean to do it.
He didn't mean to do it? Okay. I hate it when kids do things that are really rotten.
See the scan. See the scan. Mm-hmm. People, the guys, they stand here and...
Well, you got these boxes for me to put my toy blocks in, right? And these are the only boxes you want me to have, right? I had just before said that if you need more boxes, Mark, I'll get... Mark said, you got me a box. And I said, no, that's your box. And don't break it. It's your only one. And then he said, you don't want me to have any more boxes, right? You need your boxes. He thinks that I need mine upstairs for my work.
You need them up. No, you need them up in the attic.
Right, for my things, right? That's right.
You just buy the boxes, right?
They're empty. Yeah, I just buy them and I use them for my things, right?
Right.
Do you need any more boxes?
No. I think I do for my new toys I get.
Okay. We'll get more boxes then, okay?
Okay. If we get new toys, let's get new boxes.
A good idea.
If we get new toys, we have to get new boxes. Isn't that funny?
That's right. It's not funny. It's true.
Right.
It's true. We need more boxes for more toys.
Yeah. We need more boxes and more toys.
But if we don't get more toys, then we don't need more boxes.
Right.
Right.
And you know what? I'm right.
Okay.
Because I'm getting some of these things. I'm right, you know why?
Why, honey?
Because I'm getting something big.
Uh-huh. What are you getting?
It doesn't really have a grinder on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a weaponized gun.
Oh, what is it?